from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. And we begin back in 1992 when the first single-payer health care bill was introduced in the state legislature. Or actually, maybe we should begin in 2006 when the last single-payer bill actually passed the state legislature, only to be vetoed by then-Governor Schwarzenegger. Or maybe we should start in Sacramento yesterday, 25 years after the first single-payer bill was introduced. A new single-payer bill once again cleared a state Senate committee. KQED's Laura Clivens reports.
Senator Ed Hernandez chairs the Health Committee. At one point, he tried to gauge just how many supporters of the bill had squeezed into the hearing room.
All those in support, just stand.
Most of the crowd wore red shirts, showing their membership in the California Nurses Association. The union sponsored the bill and organized buses to bring 1,000 supporters to Sacramento from all over the state. Senator Toni Atkins is one of the bill's authors. She said healthcare should be a public service available to all, no matter how poor.
We should have the same certainty of access to healthcare as we all have with access to public education or the expectation of public safety and emergency response. Colleagues, let's do something big for our state. Let's solve one of the most problematic issues of our time.
The proposed solution is called single payer because a single authority, the state of California, will run the program and manage costs. But the big unanswered question was money. How many billions of dollars would this take, and where would California get that money? The bill sponsors don't have those answers yet, but they say they're working on them. And that's what worries Karen Sarkissian, who testified on behalf of the California Chamber of Commerce.
We are strongly opposed to single-payer government-run health care for many reasons, but foremost because the financial burden will be shouldered by California employers who cannot sustain an additional tax.
The vote for the bill was 5-2. It heads next to the Senate Appropriations Committee. For the California Report, I'm Laura Clivens.
We're going to stay with healthcare. President Trump has proposed cutting the budget for the National Institutes of Health by 20%. And that could mean cuts to research and treatment for patients with rare and mysterious diseases. Journalist Anna Gorman visited a young man in Whittier outside of Los Angeles who benefits from the NIH program.
Lynn Whitaker is looking at framed photos of her son Andrew as he used to be. There's one of him playing high school water polo, one visiting relatives in England, another with his trombone.
He was always so talented. He took to the trombone like it was second nature.
Andrew is 28 now. The photos were from before. Before he started having seizures. Before he started falling off his bike. Before his thoughts became scrambled and his voice slurred.
It's like somebody ripping your insides out. I mean, the first time I had to get a walker. The first time that we had to get a wheelchair.
Andrew clearly has a devastating disease. But after 9 years, he still doesn't have a diagnosis. In January, he and his family turned to a new NIH program, the Undiagnosed Diseases Network. Patients apply to have their cases reviewed. If accepted, they get assigned to one of 7 hospitals, including UCLA and Stanford.
You want a diagnosis so you know what you're dealing with.
Rachel Ramoni is the former executive director of the Undiagnosed Diseases Network. She says before it began, patients had to travel to the NIH campus in Maryland for help. Now, they can access doctors across the country and tap their collective wisdom.
A lot of times, your ability to be diagnosed depends on who's in the room. And what we're doing with the network is we're expanding exponentially the number of people in the room.
To examine each puzzling case, scientists and researchers use full genome sequencing and other tests. Sometimes it turns out the patient has a disease we already know about. In other cases, the doctors are discovering brand new illnesses.
When they receive a diagnosis, it's bringing an end to this diagnostic odyssey that so many of them have been on for so long.
Dr. Stan Nelson is leading a team at UCLA that's looking for answers for Andrew. But there's no guarantee.
We caution most patients that come into the Undiagnosed Disease Network. We expect that we probably won't solve the majority of the cases that we're looking at this point.
Andrew and his mom are having snacks on the couch at home in Whittier.
I have snacks for every 3 hours.
It's time for his medicine. Lynn pries open his clenched fist to give him the pills. Andrew likes to joke around with his mom, but he also gets frustrated. He needs her help to eat and get dressed. For a guy who used to skateboard and make short films, it's tough. He's lost friends, and he can't even imagine dating.
Girlfriends is like, forget about it. They want a guy that can do stuff for them, not the other way around.
After Andrew entered the NIH program, he and his parents spent a week at UCLA for tests and appointments. In an exam room, Dr. Nelson welcomes them and says he's reviewed Andrew's medical records.
And we're suspecting that your condition might be genetic.
Over the next days, Andrew has more tests, a spinal tap, a muscle biopsy, and an MRI.
All right, Andrew, can you hear me okay? This first scan here is going to be about 10 seconds.
At the end of the week, Dr. Nelson confirms that Andrew has some sort of a progressive neurological disease. His brain is actually shrinking, but they still don't have a name for it or know what's causing it. Nelson promises to keep investigating. The Whitakers are disappointed.
We just need to keep going forward. And I explained to him as well, you know, that some things may not help you, but it might help somebody else down the road.
Over the past 2 years, 74 families have gotten answers through the Undiagnosed Diseases Network. Hundreds more are still waiting. For the California Report, I'm Anna Gorman in Los Angeles.
Anna Gorman is a reporter with our media partner, Kaiser Health News.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering online financial tools to manage and track accounts from investments to retirement planning. Personal Capital, serving over 1 million people at personalcapital.com. Barracuda Networks, cloud-ready firewalls engineered for today's next-generation business networks. Learn more at barracuda.com/cloud-ready. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
We're listening to Weezer's Say It Ain't So because we wanted to go back to 1994. Bill Clinton was president. Weezer was popular. And Proposition 186, a single-payer healthcare initiative, crashed like a computer from, well, 1994. You can read why it didn't work by going to my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC. And that's the California Report for Thursday, April 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.